The person most happy today is Robert Kraft. We'll get into it in a minute.
You know what? I actually agree with that.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Sweet. I'm not the biggest perv.
Yes. Or no, he probably thinks there's someone else.
There's
like
someone
me.
Else.
See,
right.
What I did
almost
is totally normal.
In the
almost
same
normal.
Position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended.
Yeah, well.
49ers owner arrested in a trailer park. He spent $140. This happened in Ohio, and he part of a prostitution sting. His name is John Jed York.
And he goes by Jed, right?
He does.
Bad choice.
Jed.
Bad choice going by Jed.
He's like, come on. You're a billionaire. You're going by Jed?
And your first name is John?
I know.
Yeah. You know what, though? It was probably his parents' choice. It's not his. I can't fault him.
Right, yeah.
My first thought, though, is he's a billionaire and he only paid $140.
Yeah, he wanted that low end. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like the fact that we have to put trailer park in there because it's like, I think it's trying to do something. It's trying to make the woman who's offering the services or part of this, you know, part of whatever.
I think it's like, yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know,
I think it's like, what is a billionaire doing in a trailer park?
Yeah, but that's my point.
It's like a billionaire in a trap house.
That's
like,
my point.
What are you doing?
It's like it's trying to demean the woman even more. It's like, oh, he lowered himself. And, you know, I don't know. It's not the whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I get what you're saying. But, I think it's just shocking because it's like you think this highfalutin
What the shocking
NFL
part
owner,
should be is that
he's a billionaire.
Is paying for sexy time.
Yeah, exactly. And this is a part of a prostitution sting, and he was arrested. And there's a mugshot.
See ya.
He's facing two misdemeanor charges.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you saying good and see ya?
Because he is doing something that's illegal.
Is he married?
I don't know. It's still illegal.
No, I know that. But, you know, there's a lot of people, I hate to say this guy got bashed once by saying it's a victimless crime because it's associated with trafficking. But if it wasn't associated with trafficking, I really don't see the problem with it.
Well, how do you prove that?
You don't. That's the problem with it. But, you know, even Eva Longoria.
Longoria,
I believe she once said, well, I mean, you're just paying for something maybe you can't get or you just want. What's so wrong about it?
I mean, listen, I think that if you are two consenting adults, then whatever you want to do or whatever kind of exchange, but I don't think it's ever really truly consenting when you're in a situation like this.
Well,
do you know,
she's
I think
right.
that,
hey, she's saying
yeah,
yes.
But I think it's because she's not able to, she's probably not in a great spot in life. Do you know what I mean?
Well, she doesn't have to choose to do that.
No,
though.
She doesn't, but I think probably maybe some women think that that's the only way. I don't know. And we don't know that there isn't any sort of trafficking side to it. So that's like where it gets very black and white for me.
No, I think, if there's no way to track the trafficking or not, no. Mm-hmm. I mean, because obviously people enter into like sugar mama or sugar daddy relationships and it is an exchange of money for sex. And to me, that's prostitution. I know people that, if they're being honest, they've done prostitution type things. Like they didn't like the person and for a free trip or for gifts or for money, they slept with somebody they didn't like.
And the guy's
gross and the girl's gross.
And the guy will realize that it's, you know, she's using me for the money, but I'm using her for her good looks and for sex.
Exactly.
So
it's
like
those
are two.
Then.
Yes, exactly. And that's why I say two consenting adults.
Should they be arrested?
No, because that's not illegal. That's not illegal. Those are two consenting adults.
What's the difference between that and prostitution?
Well, they're entering into like a relationship of some sort, not like a transaction for, and again, it's the trafficking that's the major problem.
Right. You just don't know, and you can't prove it.
Well, the only thing about this case with the 49ers owner is I don't like it because he was enticed to do it by the police. It was an ad that was put out. He responded to the ad. They're trying to get him. It's not like they were trying to break up the prostitution ring. They're trying to get...
Jason.
I don't think it's not as successful. I think it's more successful when you break up what's causing to begin with than just trying to entice people.
Well, but he still answered the ad.
Correct.
He answered the
ad.
They
didn't
text
him.
Yeah, and it's the same as To Catch a Predator. You're going to give that same excuse to a guy who just answers the ad. It's like he still was trying to go sleep with underage women or underage children. And then in this case, this guy is still trying to sleep with a woman a prostitute and it's illegal.
Yeah, I just think
he answered the ad.
It's like a drug ring to me. It's like, okay, is it the kid that buys the coke or is it the drug ring that would solve a lot of the problem? I think the kid buying the one-off of the kid buying coke is not as effective as busting up the drug ring.
I agree, but I think you've got to figure out how you're going to get to the drug ring.
Yeah, if that's what they're doing, you're right. It appears to me that they just enticed him to, just because it's a one-off solicitation.
Well, I mean, it was an ad that he responded to. Like, it wasn't like, I can understand somebody texted to his phone and some girl texts him and she's hot. And he's like,
Lori,
who are you?
Yeah,
and it's like, oh, you're so sexy. And by the way, he is separated. He filed for divorce a while back. But this owner of the 49ers, Jed York. So that's different than you're like, I don't know, where are you online looking for ads for prostitution?
It's all over the place.
Tell us, Jason, where do you go?
Where do you find
them? I don't see them, so where are you seeing them?
I'm not sure where.
Escorts. Escort services are basically prostitution. Mm-hmm. You have an escort to hang out with you, and it just so happens you have sexy time, but it's an understanding.
Mm. Well, he was sentenced, they threw the book at him, Katie.
Good.
He was sentenced to 1 day in jail per count. Served concurrently, yeah. So he's not in jail.
Yeah.
Fined $1,150 and ordered, this part is tough, to complete an online course.
Oh, for what?
What if he has bad internet?
Well, if he answered
if he answered
the ad online, I think his internet's just fine.
You're right.
So he's not going to learn a lesson from this.
He's publicly
embarrassed. Embarrassing.
His mugshot's everywhere for going to a trailer park for prostitution.
Yes.
That's freaking embarrassing.
That's worse than going to jail.
But here's the thing. The news cycle changes so fast.
Right.
Look at Robert Kraft.
Yeah.
Look at him.
I know. We don't really think about it until stuff like this happens.
Right.
But for like 6 months, it was like, not every day, but he's still associated with, but you're right.
If there's a big news story later on today, no one will talk about this.
No.
And his family members will look the other way because that's just how it'll be.
Well, his ex-wife's probably like, see?
Yeah.
Told you.
That.
And he has kids too. That's humiliating
terrible.
For them.
I would rather go to jail for 30 days than come out with, oh, yeah, I just went to a trailer park to pick up a prostitute.
Yeah, so let's say, Jason, let's just say you did go to a prostitute in a trailer park as Jason Goodman.
Oof.
And they said, all right, you can be 30 days in jail or no jail time, but it's going to be on the news.
Oh, 30 days in jail instantly.
Okay.
There you go.
I kind of feel you on that. Humiliation will last forever. You'll always be associated with that.
Uh-huh.
Or anytime you get in an argument with Jason, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Do you need to go to a trailer park to get some of this aggression out?
Yeah. Mm.
Like if Jason did that, we would talk so much trash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, good old Jed York, owner of the 49ers. What is there, 30 teams or 32 teams? It's very elite to be an owner in the NFL.
And you know that they're going to be all talking about it. It's like the same when you have like a, I can't even remember the Patriots old coach dating
Belichick. Yeah.
Dating much, 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 much younger woman. You know, everybody else is talking about it. But also, it's like, well, you're still going to spend a ton of money. You're still a billionaire. People are still going to treat you like whatever you do isn't, like you can do no wrong.
Right. I mean,
even though you are clearly doing things that are wrong.
Yes. But yeah, Jed, maybe he'll learn a lesson, maybe he won't.
Come and listen to a story about a man named Jed. Owns the 49ers, but in Ohio instead. Felt kind of lonely, so he thought that he would stay and find a gal that he could easily pay. He's a billionaire, offering $140 to trailer trash.
Oh, my God!
You know he's at the trailer park. Ain't no gal, her texts have all gone dark. Police said, Jed, this here is a sting. And now Niners fans have an embarrassing thing. Maybe Jed's luck will be better on Thursday when the Niners and Raiders play in Vegas.
Uh-oh.
Sin City.
Nevada.
Legal prostitution.
Wow.
Actually, Vegas, outside of Vegas.